Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America. Welcome back to the show. It's great to be with you. Those of you who've already been listening, you know what that means. That means you're really smart, highly intelligent. Those of you who tuned in, look what you got to look forward to. You get to be really smart just by listening to the show. And I promise you, once you've listened to our good friend Kelly Owyler, our guest this half hour, who's also one of the four ladies helping us celebrate National Women's Small Business Month. Once you listen to her for a while, you'll realize how much your IQ will have gone up. Kelly is the founder of Kel Bergen Consulting. She's the author of one of my favorite books in the whole world, Paradoxical Thinking. But more importantly, she's our good friend. Kelly, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. And I find myself quoting you. I find myself thinking about the things that you talk about, paradoxes, all the time, Kelly. You've really made an impact in my life.
Well, I'm so glad. And paradox is such an important thing for us to be aware of. Maybe we should define it.
I'd like
so
for you to do that right now.
People know what we're talking about.
I would like for you to do that.
Well, paradox, the way Jim and I are talking about it, are those seemingly contradictory concepts, ideas, and actions. And what the key here is that word seemingly contradictory. And as human beings, especially in our country, in the United States, we have this sense that things should always be consistent and one way.
Mm-hmm.
But when you begin to look closely at any kind of a situation, we find that there are a lot of contradictions in personality, in the situation itself, in the ideas that make it as rich and deep and healthy and successful as it actually is.
Well,
when we try to go towards consistency, we begin to flatten it out, and often it is not successful.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things you've taught us is that paradoxes are two things typically that contradict each other, but both are not only true but valid.
Yes, and important. Without one, you can't really have the other.
My favorite example that you gave is the pendulum swing. You can't have a pendulum swing with just half of the swing.
Mm-hmm.
If it only goes to the right or to the left, that's not a pendulum swing.
No. And it needs to be continually working between two sides.
And aren't our lives often like a pendulum swing? And if that's true, isn't a whole lot of being happy in life learning how to manage the pendulum swing rather than control the pendulum swing?
I think that's exactly right, Jim. You don't want to give up the pendulum, but you don't want to allow a pendulum to swing so that it's in extremes. Then we get that, you know, real happy, not happy at all kind of a thing. But the managing it, as you're talking about, is what keeps it in balance. And balance is really the key. And we tend to get out of balance without even realizing it's happening. And then we end up often in some kind of a crisis. You know, it could be a little crisis or a great big one. And if we pay attention to those moments of crisis, they can bring us huge, huge steps towards making our future better and towards bringing that management back in.
Would you say that paradox is more evident in the life of a woman than it is in a man's life?
No, I don't think I would.
Okay.
I've interviewed probably 6,000 people. And in that process, I look for the paradoxical nature of human beings. And I found that I've not found anyone yet, male or female, who doesn't have paradox. One of the things that may occur is because, again, of culture and training, which is quite different for little boys than it is for little girls, how we approach our lives and therefore our paradoxes might have some differences in it.
Mm-hmm.
And as we mature and grow and become more our own selves, we take more control of how we're going to handle our own lives rather than what we're taught as children and by our parents and even by our school. As we get life experience, we do say, no, this doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
And we make a decision that's based on how we feel inside rather than what we're told it ought to be like.
Are little girls, to use your example, less likely to say, no, that's not what I want, than boys?
I think yes, although when I look at the younger generation, I'm in my 50s, so I've seen a couple of them come up now, and I'm noticing that the kids nowadays generally seem to say no more easily. The girls do, the young women.
And
I think that's good.
Well, and I think it's partially because of women like you, Kelly. Stand by. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Kelly Oweiler. She's the co-author, along with Jerry Fletcher, of the outstanding book, Paradoxical Thinking. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I do believe in you, and I know you believe in me. Oh, yeah.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out all the things there, including the body of work that Kelly Oweiler has given us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. She has left us with so much wisdom in the form of the archives that we have secured and have preserved on our website. And these are, if you want to go back and hear Kelly talking to me about paradoxes and all the different ways that you can think about paradoxes and how paradoxes, if you embrace them, if you understand them, Kelly, I'm being your student here. You can tell that I've learned from you. If you embrace your paradoxes and you understand them, you can use them to your advantage. If you don't do those things, they will actually be to your disadvantage. Would you? And I know you agree with that, Kelly.
I do.
This is National Small Business Women's Small Business Month. National Women's Small Business Month, and today we want to focus on that aspect of the marketplace. Those folks, the existing small business owners, women small business owners, and the budding ones, the young ones, who are just now starting. And I say young, that they might not be so young, but they may be young to the marketplace. What are some of the paradoxes that you think that a woman in the marketplace, a woman small business owner, would have to face in order to be successful?
Well, I've worked quite a bit with women doing coaching and consulting with them who own a business. And one of the things that consistently comes out, and we've talked quite a bit about this. We've actually put groups together of women business owners so that they would have a place to go and talk about these things, is there's a tendency, and I don't think this only applies to women, but since we're addressing women right now and I've worked with women about this, we'll talk about it, especially when starting out, but it becomes a habit, that you have to take all the business that comes your way, regardless of what it does to you as a person. And that's that idea of believing that there will never be another job or client down the road, mm-hmm. or customer down the road. So contorting oneself to take business, even when it's not really the right business,
mm-hmm.
and then before you know it, people are exhausted, they're making the wrong decisions, and they have to start to back out. And once you go down that path, it's hard to back out on your own.
And you're not talking about taking work that you might have at one point thought was beneath you. I remember when I started my consulting business in 1989, in the first few weeks and months, if somebody wanted me to design, I mean, I thought I was a consultant. I could help people, you know, solve their big problems. And I did that. But in the early days, I said, oh, you need a business card designed? I can do that. You're not talking about that kind of work, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm talking more about the kind of work where you have somebody who wants a particular project. They want you to do a particular project. And as you're working with them, you realize that their values are completely the opposite of yours. You don't trust them at all.
Mm-hmm.
They cause so much work and difficulty. They keep changing their mind. They have no respect for what you're doing. But you keep doing it because you think if you don't, you'll never get another job.
Right.
Or another customer. And you end up contorting yourself, going against what is true for you and your own values.
Do you think that women have...
very stressed.
Do you think this is a bigger challenge for women than men?
I think particularly in the beginning it is. Or at least it is for women who are older and don't have that sort of freedom that I'm seeing in the youngest generation that's going to work right now.
Right. And when you say older, you don't mean seniors either, do you?
No, I don't. I mean probably women between the age of 40 and 55, which mm-hmm. is my age.
Mm-hmm.
I still work with women who are in their 30s. Who've done the same thing where they can't seem to say no because they're afraid if they do, the work will dry up.
Right.
And, of course, that's always one of the difficulties when you have your own business.
So the paradox is needing the business but also needing to be true to yourself.
Yes, and if you take on too much business and burn yourself out, which is what happens to so many of us, and no, this is not only true of women, it's true of men too, of course,
mm-hmm.
But what ends up happening is that burnout syndrome is exhausting and you lose the joy of what you're
right.
doing.
What about family? It seems to me that there would be a much heavier paradoxical element for a woman operating a small business than it would be a wife, than it would be for a husband, father. What do you think?
I do think that's true. And men and women, couples that I've actually worked with who talk about this, have said that there's a tendency for the women to be the be-all, do-all.
Supermom.
In the family. But at the same time, so there's a more of a demand on a woman, typically. But at the same time, what I'm hearing from these groups is that men are taking much more responsibility in the family, and there's much more of a sharing. They often will say, but it's still the woman who'll make the list to go shopping, but the man will go do the shopping, but mm-hmm. the woman keeps it organized enough so that information is available.
Right.
So I have a feeling that's cultural, and I think that's beginning to change.
And some of it is self-imposed, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
A lot of it's self-imposed. And when we come back after these messages, I want to talk a little bit about that. And Kelly, you also want to talk a little bit about the paradox of crisis.
Yeah.
And this happens to a lot of women small business owners, the crisis issue. We're going to get Kelly to talk to us about that right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Kelly Owyler is our guest and our good friend.
Meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating National Women's Small Business Month with all ladies today. First, Joe Condrell, now Kelly Owyler. Next hour, Joanna Brandy and Cherie Carter Scott, Dr. Cherie Carter Scott. Kelly Owyler is with us now. She is the co-author of Paradoxical Thinking. And folks, I'll tell you this. If you'll get this book, even if you go to the library and check it out, but I know Kelly would rather you buy it. And I'll tell you, you're going to want to own this book. If you'll get this book and read it, it might change your life. And I mean for the better. Kelly, thank you for making this information available.
Oh, thank you, Tim.
Give us your website, please.
It's www.kelbergan.com. And that's K-E-L-B-E-R-G-A-N.
G-A-N.com. What do we find when we get there?
Well, you'll find what I do. We're starting to put on articles. You'll find some information on the book, on paradoxical thinking. We sell through Amazon. Just makes it easier.
Right.
We're going to be adding some more things. We're just revamping. So keep looking and you'll see some changes.
KelBergan.com. Kelly, what are the paradoxes of crisis?
Well, it's so interesting. When you look at a crisis that happens in someone's life or in the life of a business, often what comes out of it is just what we need to create a present or a future. And I see that over and over again, where somebody goes into a crisis or a business goes into a crisis, and then suddenly there has to be this scramble. When you're in crisis, you tend to let everything go. It's a falling apart. But out of the falling apart, these flowers will bloom. And the trick is to notice that they're there and be able to pick them and carry them forward.
And
got new seeds for something special.
And in the life of a woman business owner, let's say she's 38 years old, she has a husband, three kids, and a small business.
Mm-hmm.
And in her life, crisis is very handy, isn't it? I mean, there's some kind of a crisis that's not very far away, especially if some of her kids are teenagers. Right?
Oh, yes. Those of us as teenagers know what that's all about.
But we loved them anyway, didn't we?
We do. We did, and we continue to, yes.
But I
can give you an excellent example of a woman that is an associate of mine that I have great admiration for. And right now, she's 38 years old. So she's a good example. She has two children, a wonderful husband. And when I think it was about 7 years ago that this happened, she was in business with another woman, and they had a business that went out and worked with people. It was sort of like a consulting business, mm-hmm. I suppose you could call it. And they had, you know, drawn up a document through a lawyer about their agreement as business partners. Well, about 7 years ago, that business partnership broke up, and it was extremely painful. They could not come to agreement on certain things. It was one of the worst experiences she'd ever had. She'd never had any difficulties with people. This had become one of her closest friends. You know, we've all had those types of experiences, although maybe not necessarily in business. Well, she began wondering, what if we had had a different type of agreement that wasn't done by lawyers, that wasn't cold and only, you know, you sign on dotted lines and it really had no meaning other than it comes into play if something goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And she began thinking of ways that you could create an agreement and documents of understanding with people before the problem began.
Right.
And she ended up creating something called the State of Grace document. And what it is,
wow.
It's a document where people sit down together. You can do it over the phone or even writing it to each other. And you talk about who you are, what you work like, how you behave in certain kinds of situations. And this may sound scary, but when you sit down and do it, it's not. And if problems came up, how do you want to handle them? And people have embraced this idea, and she now gives workshops and trains people.
So out of that,
businesses, partnerships, even couples are learning to make State of Grace.
Out of the ashes of that extreme crisis in her life came a blessing, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she cares a lot about communication. She's a graphic artist.
Right.
And she's doing what she loves now.
And that may be the most important thing you've said all day, Kelly, doing what you love. Thank you for being here today. As always, good job.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Kelly. Kelly Owyler, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.